CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new sign: inflation is easing. Rising prices for groceries, food, clothing, and other basics are slowing down. But CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says not enough.
Shelter, meaning rents and the equivalent rent that you could get if you owned a home, shelter up 5.4% from a year ago. It's down from the peak, but still quite high.
As for how that'll affect the Federal Reserve's announcement later today, Bankrate's Greg McBride.
It's not that inflation is moving back up. It's just not coming down at the pace that was expected and that would be necessary for them to feel comfortable beginning to cut interest rates.
The Dow is up 299 points. Hamas has officially responded to the latest ceasefire proposal in Gaza. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it's not what some had hoped for.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Qatar said the Hamas response is still being studied.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table.
Some of those changes are workable, he said. Some are not. And some go beyond what Hamas had previously accepted.
It's time for the haggling to stop and a ceasefire to start. It's as simple as that.
Blinken said the U.S. is determined to bridge the gaps.
Breaking news from the NBA. The man who inspired the league's logo has died. Three-time Hall of Famer Jerry West was 86 years old. The Clippers call him the personification of basketball excellence. They say he died with his wife by his side. No let-up for flooded-out Floridians. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The rain will continue to fall in torrents in Florida today. We already saw record rainfall on Tuesday, including in Sarasota, where they picked up almost 4 inches of rain in just 1 hour. That was a record for Sarasota. It's something that you'd expect climatologically to see, you know, maybe once a millennia.
It's high school graduation day for survivors of the Sandy Hook school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut.
It really forced us to grow up so fast when we didn't need to.
Grace Fisher was a first grader when a gunman opened fire, killing 20 classmates and 6 educators. The Pope is urging priests to make it snappy.
L'omelia non deve andare oltre gli 8 minuti.
During his weekly audience at the Vatican, the 87-year-old said they should keep homilies to no more than 8 minutes to prevent congregants from nodding off. And more women are saying yes to namaste. New numbers from the CDC show nearly a quarter of women in the U.S. now practice yoga. More than a fourth of them say they do it to treat or manage pain. The S&P is up 60. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The DNR is investigating the cause of an ATV crash that killed a 36-year-old Salem Lakes woman Saturday night in Kenosha County. Tourism in Racine and Kenosha counties generated a combined economic impact of nearly $1 billion last year. Racine County topped over $525 million. Kenosha County reached a record-breaking $434 million. The one Republican attempting to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the August primary has dropped out of the race. An ozone-related air quality advisory is out for today for Racine and Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service labels it as unhealthy for sensitive groups. Yesterday marked the last day of school for Racine Unified students. Today is the final day for Kenosha kids. 6 Kenosha Unified schools are closing due to a $15 million budget gap. Kenosha's North Side is hosting a parade today to celebrate the Bradford softball team's state title win. The route runs from the Fireside Restaurant to the school. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers debut another rookie pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Toronto Blue Jays playing this afternoon at AmFam Field. We'll have a recap after the game. Last night, the Crew losing 3-0. Because of all the injuries, another Brewers rookie making his major league debut, Carlos Rodriguez, age 22, gave up a couple of runs. He lasted until the fourth inning. How'd he look? Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. You know, I'm really pleased. I thought he threw the ball well. I thought he showed tremendous poise. Yeah, I was very pleased with what I saw. 22-year-old kid come out there and do what he did. Gets a really good lineup. I thought he handled himself very, very well. Didn't seem like a rookie at all. Didn't seem like, you know, first-timer. I was encouraged.
NFL, the Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says they hope to have a new contract for Jordan Love done by next month. I asked Love if that's true.
Yeah, I think they should. I mean, just what he said.
And that's that?
That's that. Keep it short, yeah. There it is.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows around 69. Scattered showers and storms on your Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a bit cooler, 75.
It's 76 at our studios.
Fun in WRJM with local news and timeless hits.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. All alone, talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are real.
spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
News and timeless is WRJN. Hello, friend. It'd be a gorgeous day today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Of course, there is, because this is Racine and Kenosha in the summer. Another good chance of them for Thursday as well. But right now, beautiful. 76. Going to be in the 80s today before it's said and done. Might be a great day to put that air conditioner in. We might need it for the next few days. Here's the Doobie Brothers. We listen. Local news, timeless hits are back on WRJN. And the Doobies will be back too. The closest they'll be to us while they're touring this year is Tinley Park, Illinois, August 25th. And our big deal of the day is tomorrow, where we have the 50% off deal. And that's going to be at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, which, by the way, I will be getting. So they've only got a limited amount of coupons. So actually it's more of a gift certificate. So that's tomorrow. And as far as our big deals of the day, we've got great deals on WRJN. Big deals, go to WRJN.com and see what's on sale, because it's summer and you got to take the kids out and they're hungry. Check our big deals on WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jane Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thank you.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
WRJN local news and timeless hits. And the guess who?
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have to come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Laughing. What you're doing to me. Go alone now, calling your name after losing at the game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Time goes slowly, but carries on. And now the best year.
Time.
friend, local news, timeless hits are back on WRJN with Martha and the Vandellas. And I drive down, I drive south on I-94 coming to Racine every morning during the weekdays. And I like to sneak down here to eat on the weekends. But I'll tell you, the driving is getting crazy. I'm usually five over. I go by. I had a friend that used to be a sheriff that worked the patrol on I-94, and he always told me, 9, you're fine, 10, you're mine. I don't know if that's true anymore, if it ever was true, but I always just went five over. But tomorrow, there'll be some special enforcement to curb the dangerous driving on southeast Wisconsin, particularly around the Kenosha area, and that is true. Right in that area seems to be the craziest, although something gets pretty crazy as I get into Racine County. So just to keep in mind tomorrow, drive nice. Be nice tomorrow when you're driving so you don't get a ticket. Got Stuart J. Waddles and news coming up right here on WRJN.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A missing person alert has been issued by Sturtevant Police. They're looking for a woman named Ann Statula, who last spoke with her family June 1st. She may be in a blue Ford Mustang with Wisconsin plates starting with AMC. An image of the missing woman is on the Sturtevant social media pages. Yesterday was the last day for Racine Unified Kids. When students leave 6 Kenosha Unified Schools today, it'll be the end of those facilities. To close a $15 million budget gap, the district is closing 6 schools: Bain, Jefferson, McKinley, Stoker, Washington, and Vernon. The Washington Middle School operation is moving to the Bain building. Officials in Kenosha have been holding events welcoming alumni of schools that are closing. There are air quality concerns today. The DNR has issued an ozone advisory for Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Sheboygan counties. The National Weather Service warns that weather patterns are favorable to ozone formation, resulting in an unhealthy for sensitive groups designation. People with respiratory conditions, children, and the elderly are advised to limit strenuous outdoor activities. Kenosha's North Side has a parade today. It's to celebrate the Bradford softball team's state title win. The route runs from the Fireside Restaurant to the school. St. Joe's in Kenosha plays for a baseball state title tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
More clouds than sun today, with a breezy south wind shoving our highs to the mid-80s. Shots of showers arrive tonight and maybe some rumbles of thunder early tomorrow morning. High winds and some hail is possible. I'm meteorologist for Amor Lowe. Right now, 78 degrees.
Good knowing that our love may soon be gone. Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
A song, Can't Help Falling in Love, on WRJM with local news, timeless hits. It is in the 80s right now, 84, with Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep. To your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
morning.
I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
Substitute for that man. WRJN local news, timeless hits, and we're just minutes away from next hour's Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest here on WRJN. Next hour, your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. Text to Win contest right here at 11 on WRJN.
Put a smile on Dad's face this Father's Day with a gift from O&H Danish Bakery. O&H's Whiskey Kringle is guaranteed to please. It has a filling of whiskey-infused caramel and is topped with buttery streusel, a honey whiskey glaze with a touch of smoke, and drizzled with vanilla icing. Dad will love it. Of course, there's O&H's traditional banana cream pie and a special Father's Day tort you'll love, too. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special.
The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
I love you. 'Cause if it did,
News and Timeless sits right here on WRJN, and no other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, we cover the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in, and we even have the Brewers for you. 8 today at 12:30 is the pregame show. Blue Jays will be at the Brewers. You can listen to it live here. I used to be